This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
I'm WBEZ reporter Mariah Wolfel, and we're answering your most frequently asked questions about the coronavirus vaccines. We've gotten hundreds, like this one from Ari in Pilsen.
How do I convince others that the vaccine is safe despite their belief in misinformation and distrust of the media and science?
Ari, so many researchers and health officials are trying to answer this exact question. The Kaiser Family Foundation is actually out with a study on this today. First, it shows that a third of unvaccinated Americans believe some myth about the vaccine. Like, for instance, that it costs money when in reality it'll be free, or that it causes infertility, which it doesn't.
This hesitancy comes from a place where they're concerned about their own safety.
Ashley Kurzinger is the study's co-author.
So you really need to be talking about the effectiveness of the vaccine, the fact that there are very few people that have experienced major side effects, and that the vaccine is going to help protect themselves.
It also depends on who you're talking to. Take two of the most vaccine-hesitant groups, for instance, Republicans and Black adults. While Kurzinger says Republicans respond well to hearing about how the vaccine will get the economy back to normal, Black adults respond well to hearing vaccines are free, or about a family member who got the shot. When in doubt, encourage wary friends or family to talk directly with a doctor. We're able to help answer your questions about COVID-19 vaccines thanks to the support from the Pulitzer Center. Find all of our coverage at wbez.org/vaccinefaq.